Monday, April 18, 2022, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 p.m.
Okay, got it.
And then it's going to be up to the board, you know, to say, well, up in there, we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Got it.
It's just,
focus on this then rather than this list.
As far as the road department.
Yeah.
Because the road department might have something in there that I don't have also.
Most of they have equipment listed.
Yeah, they want to buy some equipment.
Scott, did you see Randy while you were out there?
No, I did not. I talked to him not long ago. He said he's doing pretty well, though.
Does he?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about him lately, so I'm assuming he's doing all right.
He is doing all right, yeah.
I usually hear at some point. Stacy tells Julie, and
I think he said May is coming back on.
May. Yeah. All right, I have 3:00. I'll call the County Board of Commissioners to order. Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please, Joan.
Robert Giese.
Here.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is the public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. Is there anybody here to speak on anything not on the agenda?
I'm not sure that it's on here or not, but I'll talk about it.
Can we have your name and address for the record, please?
Linnell Bieber, South Sioux City, Nebraska. I don't know if you want any more. Was it the last meeting that you discussed the eminent domain and the meeting with the
pipeline?
The pipeline.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I read what was in the newspaper, and I wanted to fill you in on some things. First of all, this is an important issue to me. It's not just because I read things, but my family is also involved with it. And I don't believe that there's been enough truth that's been going through. You've heard about, this is great, you're going to bring people to the community, you're going to do this and that, but you haven't heard the other side of the story. My family has been told that, yeah, we'll replace the tiling for you, we'll get the land back to where it was, we'll give you money for the year that you, the crops you didn't get. But one of the things that they did not touch on is what happened is going to happen to the value of the land and the usability. And that is a true issue. You've got that pipeline that's under the ground. That movement of that pipeline, there's going to be air, warm air that comes up, which is going to impair the land for the actual production of the property. Also, that property, the land isn't useful, but you can't use that for or other purposes. There is absolutely no one that would want to have their residence next to the pipeline. That landowner wants to use that land that's not as usable as before. They want to put maybe a different grain bin, they want to do a hog confinement. They can't. And why do I know some of these things that are going on is that I've done some research, but I've got a brother who is a elevator manager, and one of the things they're looking at too is how is this going to impact the quality of what's going to come to us and the quantity. The other thing that he has done is that he has gone to look at different sites where there has been some of the, I guess, the warmer usage or whatever of the land. He went back and there has been I think it was an oil line or something like that, that had stopped being used 15 years ago, and the land that that was on is not back to where it was. It is not fully usable anymore. So that's looking at it from the landowner, the farming landowner. But I think there's something that is not getting considered either, that's not getting disclosed, and that's the impact that this is going to have, not just on the farmers, but it's also going to have an impact on the community. That pipeline, or that CO2 pipeline, has got to go under the roads. It's going to, we've got different waterways that are going through here, not just the big rivers. We've also got the little streams, the creeks, the land, the coves, that sort of thing. Do we know what impact that that pipeline is going to do to the community? And then how is it going to affect the county? Is the county going to have to put up signage? This is where this pipeline has been put in place, or are they going to put that there? And what about looking at our emergency services, the fire department, so on and so forth? Well, they're going to tell you, oh, we're not going to have anything like that. That's going to happen. Well, think back. They did all that training before Flight 232. Nobody thought anything was going to happen then, but it did happen, and there were people trained. And I think we need to have the fire crews, whatever, go in there. Research will tell you that the closer you get to that air, the more likely it is death. You can, releases of the gases have been exposed in other places, and it just makes people sick. The closer you get to the spot, more deadly it is. And so, how much is that going to cost? Is this company that's making money going to pay for the training of our responders? What are the other expenses that are going to be impacted by the county? If the county is going to have more expenses, how are we going to pay for that? The way we're going to probably have to pay for that is to charge more real estate taxes to people in the community. The people in the community are not getting the benefit of that. It is costing us, not helping us, to have this pipeline in the system. And I really, really, truly, truly want there to be more research before there is ever anything that says, yes, we want this project, no, we don't. And I've done a lot of research, and I can give you the different sites that I thought would be good ones for us to look at, because it is not just the farmers, it is the community, it is the land, the environment. We've got water, we've got roads. What's going to happen? Please, I beg you.
Can you leave those with us, those examples that you have?
Some of them didn't print correctly, but I did give, I have,
okay,
I guess, a listing of sites. The one that is probably the easiest to read is called Pipelines Needs and Standards.
Okay.
Too.
No, those are certainly valid points, and thank you for asking those questions. I don't think a couple of those ones were not addressed at the last meeting, but now that you mention them, I mean, we certainly will be aware of them going forward.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the board?
Yeah, there's going to be a hearing on this.
Mm-hmm. But that's another.
There was going to be some more. They said they were going to have some more in meetings.
Well,
yeah.
When's the next planning and zoning meeting?
Planning and zoning.
Tuesday. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow already? Probably is.
Yes. I guess my hurt is that there will be eminent domain that we can't get rid of. But we can provide
have the right to eminent domain. Is what
I know where my family is, which is in South Dakota.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that what. So I did ask the eminent domain question. And I think they said that they didn't say they wouldn't do it, but they said they would reroute the line. So I don't know if that's
okay. Well, I think you need to know that for
right
sure,
right
that
I understand
happen.
I understand,
because I know there are a lot
state law in Nebraska says they can't do it, they can't
right
just take
exactly
the ground. But another party there did quite a bit of research on one of the board members, and they said that there's so much money behind this and so much politics behind this for the clean air thing that it's going to happen. The government's going to say, yeah, you got to let them through. And so it'd be good if you could come to the meeting tomorrow night at 7 over to Hubbard.
Okay, if someone there is going to...
We got a meeting with them, and they're putting together regulations and stuff as to what they got to do, and like the signs, the pipeline company is supposed to put the sign up at the roadway ditches, you know, to indicate there is a light.
Is that 7, John?
But that's one of the things. But it would be good for you to be there.
Oh, definitely, I would.
Where's it at?
Hubbard Road Shop.
Hubbard, the road shop in Hubbard.
Do you know where that's at?
Are you familiar with that?
Somebody write that down so that I can.
Do you know where?
On Bluff Road,
1863 North Bluff
here,
Road.
I'll let you.
If you scroll map
here,
it,
I'll let you do that.
Can you map it?
1863 North Bluff, Janet.
1863 North Bluff.
Uh huh.
Do you know where Hubbard is?
Yeah.
Okay, because you don't go clear to Hubbard. If you left here and you went up 35, don't go clear into town. Take that paved road to the right.
This is Jackson.
It's right between Hubbard and Jackson. There's a paved road right on the base of the bluff. And then there's a road department just a metal building up on the west side of the road.
Yeah.
West side of the road.
I guess I really truly have a feeling that it's going to go through and there's no way we can truly stop it. But I think there has to be some kind of a way that we can be compensated for the intrusion and what we have lost in value of the land, like I said, usability. And it's not just farmland. You go back and you read different articles about areas that have been impacted, and it's affected places that you wanted to develop and you can't because the pipeline is there. And that could be school, that could be residential, that could be so many things.
Well, I think it would be very beneficial if you could make the meeting.
I will.
Okay.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you for your information, Lynnell. Appreciate it.
Anybody else on anything not on the agenda? All righty. We will move on then to item 2, the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of the previous meeting minutes from April 4th, approval of payroll claims and accounts payable. Janet and I went through those today, and Janet, everything is in order on those. Approval of officials' reports, deeds clerk and clerk of court, and approve the special conditions and approve chair to sign a juvenile diversion grant awarded in the amount of $82,773 for the period of July 1, 22 to June 30th, 2023.
I'll make a motion, Bob, for consent agenda items A through E and E with the approval for you to sign the juvenile diversion grant in the amount of $82,773 for the period of July 1 of 2022 to June 30th of 2023.
Okay.
Second that.
All right. Motion by Scott, seconded by Janet. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Troy? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Under new business, we have none. So moving right along, miscellaneous number 4. Jolene Goebbels is here for a road report. Jolene, hello.
Hello. The current one? Okay. Here, I got some P2. The planning and zoning meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, good. Save 50 cents.
That's pretty thick. It might have been a little more.
You wouldn't have got it in the mail by tomorrow.
Probably not.
Yeah, we were making last minute changes. So we had 381.5 hours of maintaining. We had 9 hours of overtime that included some downed trees and an accident. 126 hours of hauling gravel. Need to change that. Some went into the yard, some went into the road, onto the roads. We have 75 ton of 3/4 clean and 1,242.86 tons of crushed concrete put on the roads, 47.5 hours of sign repair, and we had grading concerns on L Avenue, Saddle Lane, Knox Boulevard, O Avenue, 180th, Oakdale Road, and West Sarpy.
Where's Saddle Lane at?
I've never heard of that before.
Down by Attica, around the east side.
Oh. No, that's Stable Drive.
Oh.
Saddle Lane is...
Oh, you're right.
Do you know where Jim Dingus lives?
Yeah.
Off of West Sarpy.
Okay.
It kind of turns into minimum maintenance and goes to Waterbury.
Yep.
Okay. Well, did they ever get out there?
To lay that? I believe so.
That was out there. Well, one day he was on that road, that's by Huge or whatever that is. And he was getting pretty serious about cutting the crown out of it, but he never did go off that direction.
We took him out again. It's a new guy, so we took him out again today, so he knew exactly where all his roads were and stuff. So I would hope he would have gotten out there, because that was a call last week sometime, but he's still trying to figure out where he's going and what he's doing, so he's a little slower than one of the other guys. Yeah, he's learning.
The mountain isn't there again today?
Right, tomorrow he'll be back.
That's sick or just vacation?
Vacation.
So when these calls go in, that appropriate grader operators notify and tries to take care of it within it.
Right.
Or get back.
They might not be able to get it that day or the next, depending on the weather or where they're at in the road, they can't generally stop what they're doing. But yeah, they try and address it as soon as they can then.
I'm glad they're directly involved with those.
Right.
Jolene, I had a call on a couple issues. One you may not be familiar with, but the first one is the cracks on the road in Tompkins. Do we do that from time to time or whenever necessary, or they just said that there's some in there, and if they don't get filled, they're gonna just get worse.
I guess I'm not sure what kind of cracks they're talking about, and what kind of, it depends on the surface of the road. If it's something that could be crack sealed or something that needs patched, it would just depend. I can make a note to have Brent run.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know if we just do those at as needed, or we have a regular...
Are those county roads?
Tompkins is, the only thing you can do is probably, I would think, like Frank's or somebody could go out there and fill them in. Is that correct, Larry?
Yeah, on North Shore, there's a stretch there where the center, they didn't get the center line tight, and it's not watering over the last 3-4 years.
So it goes across the road?
No, a long way. It's the center's coming out.
Oh.
And then it would require putting some mix in there.
And the road is great. That road is great.
Plus brand new. I mean, within the last
5 years or so.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
Anyway, I just didn't know. I wanted to mention that. I don't know if that's as needed.
I think it needs to be, actually, it should be chip sealed again. Lake Avenue from the intersection of the four-way stop.
If it's any length. It
south. And then, that should probably be fixed. They're going to have to fill it with some patch material. Toward the east end of North Shore.
Yeah.
North Shore.
Yeah. So would that have to be, just a cost wise, would that have to be bid?
Yeah,
we would bid it out.
We'd bid it? Okay.
We kind of get an estimate on how much, if it's going to be a couple $1,000s or something, then no, we would just do a bid.
Okay.
And with the traffic, when you're talking Lake Avenue, chip and seal, to me is, it's...
Well, it seals up the cracks.
It does.
Little cracks,
it does. The smaller ones. But like you said, the bigger ones need to be addressed before the chip and seal takes place.
Yeah. And we did that. See, on Lake Avenue there, they cut the joints out.
Yeah.
Went down about that far.
Yep.
And then they filled them back in and compacted it. And that's turned out pretty good. It's a lot better than it was. But it should now, there's new cracks that have showed up in the patch that should be sealed.
On a different note, thank you for doing this, getting the signage, getting a hold of Dan from the state. But the thing is I know they have signs that say right by Arby's, no outlet. And the truck, the Cisco people, I think, are in the old Artex building right beside Siouxland's old bank. And I see them, they leave there, and they go left, and they go out to Highway 77. And I really believe that when I drove down there, I was shocked, because it is starting to break up from the traffic when they shut that off-ramp. And that'll probably have to be something that'll need to be addressed.
But it's on the list. They need to cut those joints out. And I talked to you about overland. You know, when we look at it again, but the joints should be cut out and filled like we did on Lake Avenue. The van may be considered with like an inch and a half overlay over the whole thing.
What road are we talking about now?
That'd be on...
Is it Attica Drive?
Attica Drive.
But we have to keep in mind, our jurisdiction doesn't start until Gateway Drive, the dirt road that comes out there. The city has everything.
See, yeah,
is that where it is? That's where it is?
Yes, the city has everything to the
to Gateway east. Road?
Yes.
I wonder about that today. If I drove that way, the city stopped the asphalt at, as you're dropping over the lower area, or go across.
Yeah, they stopped there with it originally when they poured it.
Merchants, by Tim Merchants.
Yep. But it goes all the way down to the first dirt road, which is Gateway. Yeah. Because we went through that, Joan, when we did the sidewalk out there. Because that's where it starts at. It starts right at the trailer park.
See, and I got another call here last Friday about, what's that road that goes out to the junkyard A1?
Dixon Path.
Yeah, a guy called me about it. And it is bad. I mean, it's been bad for several years. And then, but the question is, whose is it?
That's the county.
See, but it could be...
There's a portion that's a county and a portion that's South City.
I mean, it should get overlaid. I mean, the hole should get filled and then overlay the thing. But I don't have it on the list. But I'm more concerned about...
Wonder where we start and stop at. Do we stop at that?
I don't know, see.
I don't know that either. I always thought that from the very get-go, right off of, is it 9th Street?
Mm-hmm.
I thought right off of 9th Street, from there to the west, I thought that was the county, and maybe it's not. Maybe, you know, I know Chris Chernock lives down there on the corner. I don't know where it starts and stops. That's news to me.
I don't either, for sure.
I don't know, because you got Todd Masters there, and then you got Chernock on the end.
It's pretty good past his place.
Yeah.
Past.
Right.
You don't get really bad, real bad, until you turn the corner.
Right.
North.
Yeah.
And then from the other corner on down ain't that bad.
There's, believe it or not, there's a lot of traffic on that road.
Oh, yes,
When I mowed it down through there, there's a lot of traffic going back and forth to that salvage yard.
Yeah,
how does one determine where the lines are? Is it city?
It's mapped.
Oh, it's the city limits?
And we just got a new map. Let me get it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there was a part of that was the city. I didn't know that.
Well, what if they actually claim any more than...
They got a lot of cutouts and zigzags up in that area too.
So
if they tip a piece of property, does that become city then? Like I know, like they just added.
Or if they annex it.
Or annex it.
They annex it in, and they don't tell us. They just do it.
They just do it.
We painted a road once, striped a road, and one of the city guys said, "Well, thanks for doing our road."
Oh.
We didn't know they had taken it over at that point.
So there's not a. Like a process.
There's been conversation over the years with when Bob Livermore was there, the mayor, of roads that made more sense for the city to take care of besides the county. Instead of the county going all the way in there,
right?
You know, like Gulf Road, you know, that goes down to the college, or past the college, or right where Walmart is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the rest to of the hard surface out to Covington Golf Course. So we tried doing a kind of a horse trade with them of, hey, we'll, you know, take care of this. This makes more sense.
Ours is from that road behind by the vet. This is
Dixon Path. From the vet on.
Is they go to the corner
yes.
then?
The pink line is theirs?
Uh-huh.
Pink line is them.
Well, what'd you guys say that guy's name was living on the corner?
Chris
Chernock?
Yeah. So that must be him.
Well, he's outside the city limits.
He would be for some reason. Todd Masters would be.
Is there a line there? I mean, where we would
know? Well, I don't
know
if it is or isn't, but if that line is the city's line, I guess it'd go right down to that corner. We're thinking he's right here, but here's Dixon Path.
Yeah, here's Dixon Path here. So right, so Todd Masters is right here.
Yeah, he is.
So here's the road here.
Yeah.
So it shows, this is the city's right to the corner. That's Sherlock's house right
there.
It
looks like it to me.
That's Sherlock's.
Where's the line at then, Scott?
It's right at the corner.
At the corner?
Right at the corner.
Actually, just that stretch is bad.
This here isn't terrible, but this here is decent.
Yeah, bad.
But, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
That's interesting.
Did they do something like that? But obviously, Odell didn't want them putting him in the city limits, evidently. Because Odell owns this. He had that platted.
Yeah.
I think was in here.
Jack?
Yeah, his boy.
Yeah, his boys do now. See, right here is where the veterinarian office is, so that we take care of the rest out to the golf course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's this Etiquette thing? This thing here.
That's Gateway Drive right there, I think. That's Gateway Drive. That used to be where the bar was down there.
Yeah.
This is all trailer houses.
Yeah, so we gotta come clear back here then.
See. But the city does B Avenue. That's up here. Interesting. Their line was, yeah.
Very cool. This would be.
So the other
so
issue,
that's where they put those three lots in, right there.
Seems that way.
That's those three lots that are empty that they built up, knocked the trees down because that used to be Marge's house.
I think so.
That is. I see. I was always told it came right to here.
And then Kevin built on those two with that metal building.
Yep.
Looks like.
So it might go back a little farther than what I thought, but I was always told it went right to Gateway Drive. But it don't go back much.
That's a pretty new map.
Looks.
Did they put this on the computer so you could zoom
in and
see?
To forward it to you.
You have the city map on a computer.
Well, the assessor's website would have something on it, wouldn't it?
Oh.
I can see anything.
The other issue, Jolene, you may or may not know about. So, if and this person was talking about trash in somebody's yard, and I know Scott, you probably know. If Scott's got a bunch of stuff in his yard that's trashy.
We don't have anything in our zoning regulations about
Nothing to do
with it. The only thing you have is if there's vehicles, right?
Well, you're supposed to have your vehicle's license, and if you don't, then that's, junk. I know there was somebody out on F Avenue who had a bunch of appliances, and they asked them, but he was running a business, to get them put in a shed, but there's a couple different people who have a lot of stuff
right
around their properties, and we don't have anything.
There's nothing. Okay.
Would it be tough to put something into place?
I can talk to Joe about it.
If you would. I just ask him to see if there's anything you can put into place. So.
Because I didn't know. So they mentioned it was in Tompkins, and they were going to talk to Joe Conley about
they
it because it's in
there.
That's South Sioux zoning. So in that jurisdiction, that would be South Sioux.
It's a 5 mile jurisdiction. Is that correct?
No, 5 mile. No,
It's two miles.
There might be covenants to go with it. That area. Are there covenants?
I doubt it. Out there, there probably is.
But as far as county, we have nothing.
There might be a statute.
The thing is right now, that would take a lot of. Joe's only one man. he would have to go out and if he.
You're talking Joe O'Neill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he picked on one person, he'd have to start picking them all. He'd have to go around and start policing.
Right. Well, that. In this case, this was in Tompkins. So that's Joe Conley.
Right.
South Sioux.
That would
so,
be his.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that answers that.
We kind of hate to try and tell people what they can and cannot do with their own property because then that, once you start getting in that line, then everybody's pointing fingers at everybody, and I bought these 10 acres, I should be able to do what I want with them to a certain degree. I know nobody wants to drive past a
It's a fine line,
yard,
I know
but yeah, it's
that.
A very fine line that...
So he was going to, this guy was going to talk to Joe Conley about it anyway, because I think we ended up saying that, that Tompkins, I thought, was in the 2 mile, or anyway, that's under South City's jurisdiction.
Yep.
So, all right.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a good info.
Okay, so anything else, Jolene, on the road report?
No.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'm doing a webinar, so any questions while I'm here, I'm going to disappear.
I don't have any questions.
Have fun at your webinar.
We bought 75 ton of the three-quarter clean again from the red line.
No, we just hauled that out of the yard, I believe.
Yeah, I just was wondering if it was hauling a lot of that other.
Yeah, we could have. I don't know, that was 2 weeks ago. It was on the 4th or 5th. Whatever that Monday was, is they hauled that three-quarter, and then they've been hauling ever since on that Tuesday. I don't have a calendar in front of me. It was Tuesday the 5th or 6th. That's when they started hauling from Gill.
See, I talked to Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Brent about, way up there in the north. Can't say it's Doc Ock Road, but it's way up there, the last county road that goes north in the county, up Highway 20. That's the last county gravel that goes off to the north. And some people live back in there on the left side of the road right in front of the mailbox. The mailman left some ruts from the last time it rained, which was like some time ago. And the ruts are still there. They look like they went out there with a bobcat or something trying to knock the tops off the ruts. But I told Brent there's room for two loads of that inch and a half minus the gills. That's pretty good stuff. And it'd be nice to get ahead of it before it does rain. To me. I think he forgot about it. Well, no, the truth. That's been about a week ago.
Yeah, sometimes if he's grading or something, he might not have the ability to write stuff down right away, but I'll get a note. It refreshes memory.
It'd be nice if you get done, but we do have rain in the forecast.
Okay. If you need me, I'll be in the
office. Thanks, Jolene.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, item B is approve chair to sign the health insurance renewal application for excess loss reinsurance with American National Life Insurance Company of Texas.
This is something we approved March 1st. It's just now getting it in writing, putting down what we approved.
Okay, any questions?
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All righty. Item C is approved chair to sign a letter of support for Northeast Community College to pursue expanding their CDL program.
I think that's
pretty
self-explanatory. They've changed everything with the CDL laws. And
only way you're going to get it.
Yeah, it's a school, and I know Witt's doing it. I've heard a lot about it. It's probably a good thing. Yeah, but I think a support letter for them, is that what they're asking for, right?
Yeah, so we don't have to pay for anything. They just want to submit it to okay.
It's just something they want to move forward on, so
okay.
I'll make a motion for you to sign a letter for
okay.
support for the Northeast Community College to pursue expanding their CDL program.
All right.
Okay, second that.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Janet. Call the roll, please.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, item D is our ARPA discussion. Greg Coinsen is here. Greg, you want to address the board before we talk about anything and everything about ARPA?
Sure can. My name is Greg Coinsen. I'm with the Dakota City Fire Department. Fire Chief asked me to come to today's meeting in case the board had any questions about our request that we submitted for some of the ARPA.
Who asked you, Greg? I'm sorry.
Dakota City Fire Chief.
Okay.
Clint Rasmus.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm also a police officer, so that's where probably I've seen you before.
How are you guys, and I know that the public safety doesn't meet a lot anymore, how are you guys sitting on your monies and your equipment as of right now?
Which public safety group?
Well, the public... The
sales tax.
The sales tax. Yeah. That's called the public safety.
I'm not part of that. Those conversations. Okay. So I couldn't tell you guys on any of that stuff.
Okay.
I know there was some... Is that how those were funded? The improvements in all the fire departments in the area? Was that funded through...
No, the improvements we did recently with the building, that was done with a sales tax. It was approved by the citizens of Dakota County. So that is a fund that was supported to building infrastructure and also some vehicles and equipment, things like that. I don't have the particulars on that, how long it's going to last. I think it was going to sunset after maybe 10 years. I don't know 100% on that. But those funds are still coming in slowly. Definitely really slow down because of COVID. And then things like that slow us down big time. But those funds were specifically targeted for infrastructure. The funds that we're requesting is for air packs for the Dakota City Fire Department, also communications, proven equipment. A lot of our equipment is antiquated at best, have gotten very old, and unfortunately it's very expensive.
Okay, and I remember Southsea just going through this air pack situation as well.
Right.
And because they were outdated and... Correct. I don't know how many people that are on the volunteer and how many that they're after, but is that like $150,000-$200,000 bill to get new?
For Dakota City?
Yes.
Everything we asked for is roughly $250,000 that we in our request. We requested a total of 25 pagers, updating our pagers that we used to dispatch our firefighters to, 16 handheld radios, 10 mobile radios, 13 air packs, 13 bottles. So you don't get you buy air pack, you have to buy the bottle too. They don't sell it in bunches. And then 38 masks. And why we ask for more masks is because of COVID or infectious diseases. Each officer, each firefighter would be issued one mask. That way it's their mask always on their person. So that's why. So we did ask for a total of $269,000 for just the Dakota City Fire Department of the ARPA.
Do you know, Greg, what did Dakota City get as far as funds, the city of Dakota City?
I do not know.
Okay. I don't either. Off the top of my head, I don't know either.
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
I know it wasn't as much as South Sioux and also Dakota County.
It's, oh, no.
It was very, very small. Business.
No, yeah.
If I just had to pick a number out there, I'd have to say probably somewhere between 30 and 50 grand if I had to guess.
Yeah, because
that's if I just had to guess. Just knowing what Hubbard,
I think Jackson got like 20 or something.
Yeah, Jackson got 20. We only got 200 people. They got 2,000 in Dakota City. So if you take 18,000 times 10, it'd be 180,000 if it was proportional at all.
Everybody has ways to spend this money. This money is...
I know, and we understand that. So any question that you would have, we can answer. And we understand there's a lot of people asking for these funds, and for good reason. These are funds that are could help and for many projects. Mm-hmm.
The way we look at it, I mean to interrupt you, Greg, but the way we look at it as, at least the way that I'm looking at it, is whatever we do, with this money, and we have a list of kind of things that we'd want to do, whether it's bridges and roads and culverts, and everybody's going to benefit from this that lives in the county. It ain't like, we have a little bit of things that we wanted to do inside the courthouse, flooring and et cetera, and some updating, but the bulk of it, everybody's going to benefit from it one way or the other from the county, so. But no, we appreciate you coming and explaining to what you guys are after, and I would like to, I would be curious to find out, to talk to Deanna or even Joan on the side to figure out exactly. I used to get that report all the time of how much money comes in if it's a quarterly, correct, Joan? And just to see,
it's monthly.
Is it monthly?
Yep, have it. I do it every month.
Yeah, so I'd just be curious to see where that's at. And I'm sure it did drop off during the COVID time, but I think things are happening again. But we have some big decisions to make.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Greg.
And we're willing to work with anything that you do. We're able to give us the ability to work.
Right.
Okay. Nothing. We'll take. We're very fortunate having you guys here, and we'll take with you.
And I know you guys do a great job over there. You guys take a lot of pride in the volunteer department. Yes. You guys got a beautiful establishment. I know you guys do a lot of fundraising.
We do.
You guys work your tails off to try to make it work. I mean, you guys do. I just got the golf outing thing in the mail.
Yes.
I'll do a hole, but I'm not going to golf. All right.
We like that. Thank
all
you.
All right. Sounds good. I'll sponsor a hole. So then I always get a picture of somebody sponsoring the hole.
Yes.
And then they always send me a picture, and I can't explain to me what the picture is, but with my name on it, what they're doing to it. So, anyways, yeah, but it's always nice to see that. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I have a question. Would you need the full amount to go ahead with the project, or if the board would consider just 10,000 or 15, you know, to each or something like that? Would you?
We will accept anything, and we will adjust. So if you say we only got 10,000, then that's what we get.
You would be able to purchase, because we would need an invoice then. We would need you to go ahead with some part of the project, maybe one pack or two packs or...
Right. We'll prioritize what we're asking, and then whatever you do able to fund us, we will prioritize those funds for those projects. So say maybe two packs and a radio, whatever you were able to help with us, we will assist. And
you would have to give the breakdown, like you said. I see you got 16 of one, 10, 15 of the pack, the mask. Maybe just show us, you know, exactly what.
Oh, most definitely.
What 38 masks would cost.
Yeah. If you order something, we will tell exactly. We'll piecemeal it out for you, okay. So you see just exactly what you need.
That was my thought. You know, if they would give each fire department a stipend or some dollar amount, we still need to report it. You know?
Oh, definitely.
We're required to show that a piece of equipment or something product got ordered for.
Most definitely, we'd show you. So we'd provide, like we do the other grants, we'd provide serial numbers, equipment, pictures of the equipment, and invoices and purchase orders.
Okay.
So why don't you just to see where we're at? I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but why wouldn't you just maybe email Joan a breakdown?
And
of
they,
what
I think they did.
This is
a dollar amount, but there's an actual application that's completed with a breakdown, I think.
Yeah, and in our letter, we broke down part by part what the air packs cost, what the air radius cost, everything like that. That was included in our letter of request.
Perfect. Is Jackson part of Dakota City?
Yes, they are. So they are part of the Dakota Company and Rural Fire District.
Okay.
And so that also covers those gentlemen in that equipment there too.
Okay.
You have 30-some volunteers in that group?
We can go up to 30. That's our total number we can go to. We have approximately about 24 right now.
Okay. That's impressive.
That's really good.
That's impressive.
We're very fortunate, and we're very, very lucky. And then different people are different. Some guys are at every fire and every rescue. Some guys are not as many, but everybody can do what they can. And so we're very fortunate. We have a good smattering of younger guys to more senior gentlemen and women in our departments, and we're very fortunate.
Being as Homer's in Dakota County, how come they're not part of all the whole thing?
They have their own.
They have their own fire.
Their own fire.
I know they do, but so Jackson got their building and truck and stuff in there and tied into here. Why ain't they tied into it?
Each department did a request. We did our request with Dakota City to come to the fire district. I think each fire chief could request if they wanted to. I don't know. Can't speak of those departments. They did or did not request funds from these ARPA funds. But we were aware of it, and we also talked to them about it, that we were doing this.
Who's
I couldn't tell you if they did or did not.
Hubbard there, but who?
Emerson.
Emerson Fire. Emerson Ponca.
No. Ponca. Ponca has a little piece of fire department in Dakota County, but it's not.
We have Ponca comes into Dakota County. Waterbury comes into Dakota
County.
They come almost to the alcohol plant. At one time, Ponca was covering the alcohol plant by Jackson, but that was turned over to Dakota's Covington.
I think so. It just kind of is right on the other side, Ponca's.
This right on the other side of the line. So well, it makes way more sense. Yeah. So we do a lot of mutual aid with them on areas in that area, like the 12 Junction up there, a lot of accidents. We do assist them, and they assist us. And then along the houses along on the bluff north of Jackson were actually Ponca Fire District, but they had to come all the way around through Jackson to get to it. So we took over that area because this made sense for us to cover that area too, because they had to have travel more miles than just to get to the call before we could be there on scene. So we did trade some land or trade some districts over the years.
Even like where I live at, you know, the city of South Sioux City has been trying to do that area. I mean, does it make sense for Dakota City to come, to come clear, out to Walker Island area, I mean, I know that they tried getting that changed at one time.
You want the salvage area?
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is Dakota County Rural Fire District, yes. And so we do have to travel through South Sioux to get to that area. Yeah. That is true, yes.
I mean, it's a distance.
It is.
It's a distance. Yeah. Okay. Well,
why would the Ohio Zoo Department want it?
Well, probably they'd want it because of the fact that I think probably more of the area that they cover is probably some more funding that they would get, maybe.
It's all based on funding, of course. There are some areas that of course, when you you're the project for there, you get the tax revenue from those areas too.
And mind you, the fire chief lived up in my neighborhood, and then you had Ed Mahon living down the road, and then you got the Sheriff Kleinberg living down the road. I don't know what brought it up, but it doesn't matter. Thanks, Greg. Hey, listen, you're the man. You do a great job. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess I don't know what direction you guys want to go with our ARPA discussions. I mean, we have a pretty clear and long list of things. I said before that we need to. There's some projects that we haven't been able to do that I certainly think that we could do now. M Avenue comes to the forefront. Old Highway 20 in South Sioux, we talked about redoing that.
And also Elgin's a situation that needs to get taken care of.
Right. So
what concerns me is to what do you do there? I don't know how thick that overlay was there when they did it. I don't think it's all that thick.
I think it's three.
I'm afraid it is.
I think it was three.
And then you got farmers come out of there with 80,000. 3 inches is probably good for cars.
So this is what happened, Larry. This is what happened. Originally in 2003, they went out there with the white gravel, what do they call it?
Yeah, limestone.
Limestone. And it was a foot deep, or yeah, 2 foot deep. And then they went in there and they tried to till it in.
Yeah.
They tilled it in, and then they put the chip and seal on top.
Right.
And then that fell completely apart after
a year.
It was a couple years. They were trying to patch it, this and that. And then they went in, and I'm going to say probably, it's probably been 10 years ago, 8 years ago, they went in and did 3-inch layover. And they said it would last 10 to 15 years. And obviously, we've had to patch a few spots. Now, in between the two Highway 20s, and there was so much traffic in there.
That was done right.
That was done right, because Fred built that up, dug out all the sand, built it up, and they did like 6-inch. Or 8, it was thick.
I think it might have been 8.
It might have been 8. It was thick.
But that was the right thing, because you got truck driving a lot of it. Again, with CNH going in and out of
the
big wrecker.
Yep, Stapleton, all them,
yeah,
yep.
That big wrecker. So it was needed. But now in your case, what needs to be done, go right down the center, because the center's going down. If you notice,
yep.
Water's always wanting to stand in the middle of the road.
Yep.
You need to go down through there with a leveling course, whether it be 2 inches or 3 or whatever. And then come back over the top,
crown
it. And put your other two over the side off to the side. And I know that a guy would have a problem with one particular farmer, but he ought to have an 8-ton load limit on it to save it, because eventually, 6 inches ain't really enough either for a 8,000-pound load of grain, But at least it should last, I would hope, 20 years,
When Knife River did that, we went on a road tour, and it rained, and we stopped out there, and there was water sitting in the middle in a spot. And Knife River, Bruce at the time, he was just like, a quarter mile stretch, and you got one little spot of water, that's pretty good, he says. Nothing you can do about it. Deal with it. And I understand that,
That it seems like you got standing water, it gets its... Especially in the seam in the middle. It gets started in there, and that's what's going on down on
North Shore.
North Shore. The water got in there, the seams come completely apart now. And it needs to get taken care of, because pretty soon it'll be potholed down the middle of the road.
When North Shore got done, Bob probably remembers this, it got done, and then the gas company came in there without getting any permits, right-of-way permits, and they went all the way. This blacktop, they started going across making cuts, and they redid it all. Mid-America had to pay for it to redo it all. Yeah.
That area there, the seam ain't messed up, the center line seam ain't just...
It's going to the length of the road. So anyway, so listen, this is confusing, obviously. I mean, obviously this is going to... I'm not saying it's confusing, but obviously it's a great list. But the question is we just need to figure out the priorities of what needs to be done.
Well, I think this is...
The way I saw it.
This is prioritized, though, right? From top to bottom.
By the numbers, yeah.
By the numbers.
Yeah.
So...
through 15 or 18 or something, I think it is. But there might be something there that Jolene's department might see that's more critical.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, somebody of us, you know, like, you know, there's nothing really, well, like if down to Homer, I got Blackbird Road on there, right when you come off of 77, boy, it's a disaster always, and I just put in a lump sum of whatever it was, 15 or 20, I think.
What do you think of just paving it back so far?
Paving it back 200 foot.
And that's funny, I just said to Bob, he said, go back toward, I said, probably 200 feet back.
Right.
I was just guessing.
Because I've been down there here this spring even, there was holes so bad right off that paving, you couldn't just have to drive over real easy. It was terrible, terrible.
Well, the truck's coming in and out there and they're turning, and they're tearing it up. I mean, when wheels turn like that, they'll dig holes.
Well, they go in the gas station.
So like by Homer, maybe that's what we should do. Figure out what roads we're getting the most complaints on in each area. I mean, I hear about M Avenue all the time. You hear probably about Blyberg, or the bus drivers do. What's the one hear about?
Well, if you fix that thing at Blyberg right there in town, that would be right off of 77. That would be a good thing.
And the city will pitch in some money on
that. And the thing is, you want to take care of the areas that aren't high maintenance all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like a fix of concrete 200 feet back right there, then you don't ever have to deal with it. Then it just comes right off of concrete onto gravel, which...
You know, and that's simple, Don. You can fix that easy.
Right, exactly.
But where you got the constant turning and people going north or east, you just got to... It's a disaster. Where you've got traffic just coming on and off, but it ain't so bad. We've got that in a lot of places in the county. Works good. But that I think whatever the amount was, it was lump sum, and that's half the cost. What I figured out would be the total cost being the neighborhood of 40. See, and so I use 20 as cost share type of thing. So whatever's good or whatever.
Well, I think...
because they did say, and the city guy told me they would participate. And the way I say, put it out there, and if they want to go do it, fine. There it is.
I think personally, what we have to do is decide if we're going to do something for the fire departments, and whatever that dollar amount is, if we do, and then you know have something in writing, because I mean you can see by the road projects, I mean they're going to be. They would take all of the money. So I mean, because we have a lot of applications for a lot of money, and we need to let them know so they can move on. And I think really that's our next. As I said last time, I think that's our next move. Is okay. Are we just going to take care of the roads? Are we going to take care of the county? Are we going to take care of the courthouse? Because as you said, Scott, I mean, everything we do, it will benefit everybody. You know, we won't spend any money. We can't spend any money that doesn't benefit everybody in Dakota County, because one way or another, it's coming out of your pocket and everybody else's pocket if we do something in the future. So
do we pick, I'm just going to throw this out there, do we get started with a few things, you know, let's just say, for instance, let's pick three things on here right now or six things on here right now and start getting bids for?
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Just to start. Let's just start.
When's the money available? I'm waiting to
get it. We
have. Joan, when do you need to write a check?
We got half of it right now.
But you can write a check
Well, we, but we have...
At the end of March, we had 1.7 million.
But I mean, I'm talking about way less than that, you know, 500
right.
at the most.
Right, you know. Right. So, I get a question
okay,
for you.
I got one, too. The bridge down on 270th, is that, are we going to try to fund that, our part of that? We got a $200,000 grant for that. Down off Omaha Avenue is
255th.
It's number one on that list.
200. Yeah. And
I think that's in our budget.
Okay, so
did we get a bridge match on that?
Yeah, $200,000 I think it was.
Yeah.
Jolene's back.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, we got a bridge match on that.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. So, but yeah, our part of it, are we going to try to fund it with ARPA, or are we just going to cross it off the list?
That's another question that I have, is because if there's money that is budgeted for that and there's a match, do we take this money out of the ARPA money, or we just use it as the budgeted money? Is that a legitimate question?
I think we need to put some road projects in our budget just to keep that budget dollar amount up there.
Right.
So that you... Every year you build a little bit on that. If you drop it way down, and then
I wouldn't think you want to use everything on this year. I wouldn't think. I mean, ARPA money, I guess.
So okay.
No, it's all going to be part of the right. the because before we know it, it's going to be budget time.
Didn't we award this bid already?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I think it's.
And then,
I'm just wondering about the remaining balance. But do you need that for the capital funds that you did your.
Yeah, if I put it in, my capital outlay budget, it's an exception for.
Okay, so then the same thing would apply on M Avenue, where we're going to fix the south side of there, the creek, and what they call
that.
What
I don't.
That's north. Out of the flood.
Culvert North.
Yeah.
The M Avenue. That's also it. That's being. Paid for yet with the flood bond money.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about that thing.
So bridge repair number 6, cross that off because that's.
Okay, I got a question, Larry, real quick. 13, on number 13, 150 grand, asphalt overlay road north of Taylor Martin 4 inches. That was just done.
I know, it's 3 years ago, but here's what's happened. Now that could come out of there too, because reason being, when I put that on there, that Stockton Towing Company was running in and out of the great big heavy duty wrecker trucks, yep. And they're bringing loads in. And there's some areas that are torn up. Now they should be cut out and redone. Right. And that would probably do probably 5 or 6 of them, and they could be fixed that way and not necessarily to do anything more, but. Well, down on the end, there's a trucking company down there. Where the Gateway Bar was.
Yep.
And now they're going to be coming in and out of there.
How many fire are there?
I don't know what the right thing is to do. Is it smart to go in there and put 4 inches in there now and have 6 inches in there and avoid the problem down the road 10 years from now or 12.
This is the thing. They're going to have to cut the spots out anyways.
And like
you talked about, they cut like 3 spots out and it's humped up higher. And it's a good way to repair it. And that's
what's going to have to get done. And just come in and do the rest of it the way it is now. Then come back over and overlay the entire.
So we have 3.
Get the center of County.
And then there's another business going in down there right now. I don't remember what that is.
It's a piping company. It's an anhydrous ammonia company that does paving out here at the plant.
Yeah.
And there again, they'll be coming in and out of there with 80,000 pipe and equipment, things of that nature. So I foresee that being added to the problem.
We can focus on roads and budget and things like that.
But when Stockton was in there, that was a pretty scary operation.
But then also you're going to have...
He's over 80,000 pounds of pressure.
That thing looks like it's empty.
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking, you take that truck and you're hauling something in there, he's way over 80,000.
Do they pay extra to certain projects? Or, I mean, it's just a general tax that trucking companies...
There's federal taxes, the big ones.
Federal, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know if they, so will they even license their truck in 70 pounds?
No, it's probably prorated, so it's prorated, so he has to pay. Well, you pay the federal tax one time every year, and I don't know what they charge anymore, but I bet you it's probably, for every truck that you have licensed, you probably are paying anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 per truck that goes to the federal roads. Yes.
We get it off of the license plate.
Right.
It was plated in Dakota County.
Yep.
But I don't know if they might have been plated in Iowa, like some others we have here that are South Dakota.
They got to be prorated where they can go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, the proration part. But, right. You know, a lot of that don't come back to us. It goes to the feds.
Right, right.
For interstate highways and bridges and, well, U.S. highways.
Okay, so what's our plan, Chair?
Well, we have, Joan and I were looking at the list. We have three fire districts, departments, whatever, that applied. So.
Who were they?
Homer, Emerson, and Dakota City, Dakota Covington. So I think.
Homer Fire Department's on here?
Pardon?
Homer Fire Department's on here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is, right here. I see.
Yeah. So I think we need to.
There's Homer, this village of Homer, and then rural. There's Homer Rural. So I would.
Yeah.
I would.
They're one and the same, aren't they?
No.
No. The village has its own fire department, too?
They do. They levy the tax through the village.
So what's your guys' thoughts, then, on that? Are you thinking that pay X amount of dollars, service and invoice? Is that what you're thinking?
Pardon?
Are you thinking like X amount of dollars to each?
Like a lump sum thing.
Were they even ever in the fire departments ever even in the targeted groups? That's what I mean. As I think about the very beginning, it was.
Well, I think so. I think they were in from the start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Public safety?
I believe so.
One of the big ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You had a lot of exposure to COVID.
Yeah.
You
would too as well after an accident.
So that would be four then, Joan, with Homer's, the village.
I wouldn't go.
I'd just give Homer. I'm from Homer, but I think to be fair, you should just give Homer
fire.
Just Homer fire.
Okay.
Homer.
Because it's
Homer Rural,
it's
fire,
group.
Which is
they're all the same.
They're the same
people.
Group,
same people.
Yeah,
same
I would
people.
Give one
yeah.
to
just
Homer.
One, just
yeah.
one amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but see, we kind of are, you know, with that $20,000 going to that road.
Right.
Yeah, but that's separate,
they
though.
Can't. They really can.
But one thing about the fire departments, if we ever need to go for a ride, it sure would be nice to have them there. And if they have some equipment that could save a life, boy, that's great. Or help somebody out.
Do they do any municipal sharing amongst them, I'm wondering? I mean, I know a lot of times they cooperate.
The departments will assist other departments. So let's say if home has a big fire, we'll assist them. We have agreements between all the departments in South Sioux to assist anybody for anything like a bag accident or big fire. We usually they'll share equipment because equipment specifically to the department because of insurance reasons, commercial things like that.
That's what I was wondering. Some of this equipment is so expensive. It would be nice if there was some collaborative agreement because you might only use it once. I mean, when you use it, you need it, but.
Okay.
Yeah, but like a Jaws of Life. I mean,
done.
Homer and Dakota City.
Everybody has their own because, you know, you have an accident here and at the junction.
See,
you have an accident,
that is John.
Homer, who gets it?
Yeah.
Some equipment has to be by each department.
Okay.
Well, they have those three fire have a lot of uses for a lot more money than I think they're going to get.
Maybe just to flat them out.
Do you know? Do you have that application? Do you know what one pack costs?
And I don't want to.
Well,
look it up.
So an air pack
could do
without a bottle is $5,825.
Right.
The bottle
Scott,
itself is $1,000.
We could do a match. We could give them.
So five.
If they're
okay.
going to buy
so
something,
at,
we give them
about
20
so
grand.
About
they
got
to
seven
buy something
per
20 grand,
pack.
So it's a match.
Yeah.
That way it's done.
Yeah.
So
$7,200 per air pack.
Radios.
You know, which they probably won't have any trouble spending at all.
No.
Radios.
I mean, that's gone.
Just like you said, sometimes that doesn't matter.
Right.
I think they'd all be appreciated if something. Oh, you know what it's like to get old?
Hey. So I'm gonna throw this out there just for the board. You guys can do what you want with it, but I would recommend that we give those three fire departments. So it's a match. They're gonna spend it. There's no question about it. We give each one of those $20,000, and so whatever equipment is they buy, it's a match for their $20,000. And I don't think they'll have any trouble spending on the match. And then
we would be, they would all get the same amount, and
you guys everybody's going to be buying something anyways, correct?
For us, anyway. I can't speak to the other departments, but there are things that we definitely need when we do purchasing. So yes.
Well, if they're not, they're going to come up with something.
Yeah, there will.
Right, we're not going to leave. I don't want them to leave, and it's not such a. You know, it'd be a good problem that it was such a huge amount that you guys wouldn't be able to spend it. But the 20, I think they would probably, one way or another. I mean, they got time. It's not like, you know, they got to go do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's 3 years or 4 years.
Then. Right. Yeah.
2020, at the end of 2023, I do believe, isn't it?
No. 2020.
You have to have it out of
24 expended.
24. Oh, yeah. End of December, 24.
Got to have a plan with it.
And then you got to spend it before the 26th.
So anyway, I'll throw that out there for discussion or whatever.
I think that sounds like a fair way to do it.
I think so too.
Because it looks like Homer has radios at around the 20,000 mark.
And that way, because I mean, if everything was great and money was no object, I mean, but as we've said before here, that we are looking out for. Number one is Dakota County, right? And things, you know, we got a road list, a road project. I mean, Jolene would agree that we could spend every dime on the roads and then still have.
See, I'll just give an example. You know, we have over 4 million just in roads, buildings, roads. And then the wish list from all the other entities and, you know, the villages, etc., was 8.8 million.
Yep.
It was huge. You know, so, but again, everybody's going to benefit from it. And is that a motion that you're going to make?
I don't know that we just approve.
It says approve projects with monies. Okay, so we are able to approve this.
Well, I think that's a game. We'll come back probably with the.
Okay.
With the actual motion to do that, we'll research it, right?
So it'll come. They can spend part of it, but we need to probably touch base with Homer and.
What do you think, Joan?
Well, Emerson Hubbard has 441,000 requests. I mean, Homer has at least 100,000.
I don't think we need. This is the deal. Me personally, I don't think we need to talk to the other entities. I think Greg's here for Dakota Covington to get the ball rolling, and this is what we come up with, and it's like it or don't take it. I mean, come on. I mean, we got to start somewhere. I mean, it is what it is.
It needs to be started.
Huh?
I think it needs to be started.
It needs to be going, because otherwise, then they're going to show up here. They're going to be telling us this. They're going to be, you need this. We need this. So look, guess what? 20 grand. I mean, somebody's going to give you $20,000 to spend in your fire district. You know, figure it out. Because, like I said, all these projects are going to benefit everybody in the county, whatever we do. So, I don't know. I think we should just move on with it.
Do we need a motion then? Do you think we need a motion to, because it's not a specific item. I mean, we can do it if.
Well, it just says approve projects, okay, plural S, with monies from the American Rescue. So I think we.
So all right, I'll make the motion then.
For $20,000 for the three different.
$60,000
total. $60,000
right.
Total.
Right.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
So 20 to Homer.
20 to Homer. 22 Emerson Hubbard.
And 20 to Dakota Covington.
20 to Emerson and 20 to Dakota Covington.
Hey, if you wouldn't came, it wouldn't have happened. So guess what? They should all be thanking you.
Okay, so we have a motion by myself, seconded by Scott.
Yes, sir.
Call the roll, please, Joan.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Greg, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's our...
So we can basically cross these off because we've done something with all those requests. Well,
that's our, at least, you know, as, like Scott said, that's a start.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, you know, I have talked to Jolene and Brent about roads. We are looking at Old Highway 20. Because the other thing that comes into play is that we've talked about a little bit is the budget. You know, before you know it, it'll be here, you know, in 2 months, 3 months. So this kind of ties a little bit in with the budget as well on some of these projects that we may or may not do.
So the list of Larry's here, are we going to act on anything here today on these here to get bids going? Because we know that it's going to take...
It's getting already late in the year to really even do that. I mean, so we should, if we're going to do it, we should go.
It needs to go now because we're going to be knocking on May.
Julian, that culvert north of Hubbard,
yeah.
There's no funding for that.
Right. We delayed that to do the North Bluff Road.
Yeah.
So some of this stuff needs to be put on the 1 and 6 also. Oh. So we got to keep that in mind, like if we're going to, what we're going to budget. So then we would have till next June. July 1st to get some of this stuff done if it's in the budget. So we generally start. Joan, how soon can you start spending a substantial amount of money on the budget before it's approved? Don't you have to?
July 1st.
Just so even though the budget's not approved, you can still do.
There's a statute that addresses correct. That. You're allowed to. You're allowed to spend what you were allocated last year, basically.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do that culvert. Why wouldn't we just use the ARPA funds and be done with it?
Yeah.
And then budget other things down the road. So at least get
to me, it doesn't matter. We're going to spend it here and we're going to spend it here. depends, I guess, on what you want done
first, basically, right?
I mean, if you're going to put it in the budget, it has to be done this year. ARPA funds, three, four.
Until 2000. 24.
Well, that culvert should be. I don't know what number
okay.
I have.
26.
Three.
Right? Yeah, culvert north of Hubbard.
I mean, it should get done. We've, you know, the guardrail's not on the one
and
side.
And it was budgeted last year, and we
took it out.
Ended up,
yeah.
I don't know if I budgeted 60 for it, though.
No, you probably.
Because we were talking about doing all the work ourselves other than buying the culvert at that point.
See, the culvert was $33,000.
Okay.
At one time. That was a year ago, probably.
Oh, $66,000.
And so, and then we got to hire them. I mean, it might be high,
yeah.
But the guy, it might only be 50. But
so whatever. Is that a project you want to get a bid on?
Well, I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so number three, we're going to get, we want to do a, get a bid, put it out for bid for the culvert north of Hubbard.
Yeah, and then number four, that thing, that number four, removing Praise Bridge North Bluff by Dorsey's there. There's three ways a guy can go at that thing, or four. Well, I guess four actually. You know, and that figure, that price that Chad came up with, $300,000 for box culvert. Well, that's too much money in my opinion. So then we look at steel and twin tubes. Steel tubes, maybe, and I don't know. I have no idea the cost of them, but they're bigger than what's north of Hubbard, so they're probably going to be. I don't know. They'd probably be a little longer, so they could be $70,000 a piece. You know, then you got the labor on top, or you could go with the bridge, replace it with the doggone bridge, and that little short thing. You sure ought to be able to build a bridge for $250,000 to $80,000. You know, as short as that thing is, then. Then you can go, you know, like the real cheap route and just tear out that asphalt that's on there and rip the deck off of it and put a new deck on and probably get it, a concrete deck, they'd probably get it for $80,000, maybe. So what does the guy want to do? I mean, I hate to be the guy to make the decision myself. I'd like to see that bridge gone, because then you never have to worry about a bridge deck again. And you can get shoulders out there if you use box cord, which is too expensive. But Chad's got it right. And then you get rid of the, you got shoulders, 10-foot shoulders out there, and it's a clean-cut situation. You don't have no guardrails, no nothing. I mean, that's what I'd like to see, but man, 300-some thousand bucks for box culverts. That's why I guess steel tube needs to be investigated, you know.
So you want to bid it both ways?
Well, I would bid it, yeah, I would actually bid it three ways. And I know about what that deck would cost, which ain't much. But there'd have to be some paving tore out because the road coming into that bridge, there's some dips and stuff that'd have to be removed and replaced about 40 foot away, or probably on each side.
Now, Jolene, have you seen this list?
Yeah, I gave it to her. Yeah.
So is the 1 and 6? Excuse me, Scott. Is the 1 and 6? Is that where is the 1 on here? Do you see the 1 projects
yeah,
on?
Yeah. So the 265th Street bridge is on there. The number 3 was on there, but we took that off, so we were going to delay that.
Okay. And where's the 260?
Number 1.
Number 1, okay.
It says 270. Oh, that's
260. The best.
Okay.
The M Avenue, number 6, that's on the 1 and 6.
Oh, the bridge repair? Okay.
That we took, yeah, we took that off because we got
just kind of skimming.
We got that bid out already with...
We have a new, an updated...
Last three?
No, let me see. The Walker Bridge and the bridges in Jackson were on there.
Did I move them to the back? I mean, I don't know where we're going with that business.
I have a number to get a hold of the guy who does real estate for the railroad and see if I can't get somewhere with him. We tried... that avenue a couple years ago when we got stalled out. I talked to the lady from the state and she was going to give me some information on it. She hasn't yet, so I'm going to have to reach out to her again too.
Another thing that I think should happen is you have like number 7, okay, the paving. I think we need to get definitely that on a bid.
Yeah, I think so too.
We need to get that going ASAP. And then your mill and overlaying of like Highway 20, if it's Lake Avenue.
That's they're doing that, right, Jolene?
If it's the overlay of north of, I'm just saying all the blacktopping, if you would put them out for bid, you're going to get probably 3 companies, and then it ain't like you got to do them. At least we know where we're at in a time frame.
Yeah.
So if you did like number 7. Which we know number 7 is going to be pavement,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you did number 9, as far as put that out for bid. If you did number 10 out for bid, if you did number 11 out for bid, and number 13 out for bid, those are all. And then number 15, the patch of Attacad Drive and repair the joints. Those are all asphalt. I'm just trying to figure out all the asphalt guys that can go out and look at all the jobs and they can put bids. Bring them to us, and then
you
we
want
can...
actual bids, or you want to kind of get an estimate from them?
Well, I've got estimates, and that's what
these are estimates.
These
so
are
we're gonna need bids, so
actual
then we can,
bids.
So then we can, you know, if we're gonna act on them, we're gonna act on them. Then it's legally done to act on them. I mean, do you guys agree or disagree?
We're gonna have to.
I mean, it's like I said, it's May. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, we don't have. When are we due the second half? Joan, any idea of our funds? I guess we can't. We won't be spending anything until we see it, but because we only have half now.
Yeah, I think you just.
It's July.
It. I think you.
I think it's July. Did I remember right? It's July. The second half is due.
What were your numbers again, Scott? What did you were going to get? You're looking at all the.
Okay,
asphalt.
I was looking
7-9.
Okay, we're going to do number 3. Correct.
Yep.
We're going to get a bid on number 3. Okay, the culvert north of Harvard, and then we want to get a bid on number 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we want to get a bid on number 9.
Well, Are we going to get the bid on number 7, or is Homer?
We'll get the bid, and we'll talk to Homer.
Yeah, I think we need to get the bid, then we need to go to Homer and say, okay, this is it. What are we going to, how are we going to, we're going to pay for this together?
Because yes. I was going to limit it to a lump sum type half. Half of what the actual cost should be.
Oh.
Because if it gets into the bid process, there's going to be one bidder.
Depends on who wants to give out the bids, don't it?
No.
One bidder, which is Harris?
Yeah. You wouldn't go down a bid against him. You wouldn't get out of there alive. He might be your cousin, but...
Well, whatever. He does a good great work. So, where did it leave off at, Joan?
7, 9, 9, 11,
and then 10 of the Elgin overlay, number 11, the mill and fill overlay of Lake Avenue, and then number 13, asphalt overlay or repair. I should say repair, but if you think it needs to be overlaid because the traffic's not going to stop down there.
Where's this?
On north of Taylor Martin.
I don't know. The panel's definitely got to get fixed,
right.
And I think that it should be. It really don't need it. It's good in a lot of places, very good, in fact. But I'm just looking down the road 15 years from now.
Right, I understand. And then number 15, junk. So, and then number 15. So, I think those are all the asphalt guys that need to maybe just get us all bids on all them.
And those are, you know, that's. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's still, it's not as much as.
About $1 million.
Right, we don't have $1 million yet.
You got 1.7 left in the bank
right now.
For ARPA funds. And like I said, let's just get the bids and see where we're at, and let's just see, you know.
Can we pick and choose off of that?
Yeah, exactly. We can.
Or we can put it in the budget.
Or put it in
the budget comes into play
too.
Put
it in the 1 to 6, put it in the budget, or put it on our.
We need to get started on it. So I think that's a good start.
And we'll know when we get some bids.
What about number 4?
That thing should be bid out 4 ways.
Like a repair, replacement.
Yeah.
Abutments. Box culvert.
Bridge.
Box co- yeah.
Let's get a bid too.
New bridge.
Yeah, let's do that. We can do that.
Steel culvert.
We can do 4 as well.
And new bridge.
Yeah.
And remove and replace 40 foot each way from the bridge.
Did you catch all that, Jolene?
I think we'll be talking to Chad to get.
I would say, tell him to jack it up though and ask him how long is it going to take to put it off of Bisbee. You know, the last time it took him 3 months to get off the dead center. That's way too long. Got to be a better way.
Well, he's got a lot of the information.
Is that Chad Kirk?
Yeah. He's got, so, box culvert, twin culverts, remove blacktop and replace deck, and what was the other one?
Bridge.
Oh.
New bridge.
Bridge replacement.
Yeah. How they got that rated? Is that, is there any restrictions on that bridge by the inspectors at all? That's good for $100,000.
Well, anything that's good for I don't know for sure, but $80,000 or more we don't post.
It's pretty healthy.
It's my agenda. For something workshop.
But I mean, I don't know. That's what I guess.
I'll keep it.
You know, it's my mind.
Still be expected to get an August. They haven't said anything. Let's see, it was 22. They it was inspected in 2020, and I think it was that big.
Well, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the whole, not the deck. That's real.
And then we got, you know, the drone. Are we gonna?
I think that,
right. Well, that's a separate.
Do that some other time. We need to go do
maybe
the.
Maybe I should talk to
we're required to.
Yeah.
Well, the jail to do today.
Jail tour has to be done. So.
Just one more thing before we break here. So then the other piece of ours is the sheriff. they have several items on here, but the drone is number one. They do have bids on the drones. And I was surprised, honestly, that we don't have drones that belong to them. So I think, and they have a bid that came in. I don't know the number right off the top of my head. This says 10,000. I think it was under 10,000. So
I 8865 plus training at 1400. So it came to the 10,265.
So honestly, I think we need the drones for the sheriff.
You said 88. I'm thinking 88 grand. What?
No.
That's the first thing. 8800. No. And then the 14.
So I would make a motion on the drones as well.
Was that two of them for 88 or for 88 for
two?
Two.
$44 apiece.
I don't know what they are.
One's an older model and one's a newer model. So.
Yeah. Okay, I'll second that motion for the drones because they definitely need to get them going.
Yeah, yes. I was just surprised.
Do we need to make a motion on all these other ones, or are we just going to send them off? We're just going to do bids, right?
Get bids and then make motion.
Okay, we'll get bids and make motion.
Okay, right. So the Scott seconded then the drone motion we do have the bids on that, so we can move on that one as well.
Okay.
Myself and Scott, Joan, call the roll, please.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, anything else on ARPA at the moment before we move on to the Cordy Jail, that's coming up. Committee reports. Scott, anything?
I guess we didn't have a quorum on Wednesday. I was gone last Wednesday, but everybody looked like they were going to be here for the health department, so that's rescheduled. And then we had to reschedule our merit commission. They have four or five that are hired, and they meet on the 27th, Wednesday the 27th of this month at 3 o'clock to go over with those people for the merit. So, and that's, I think that's it.
Okay. Janet, anything?
Nothing for me to report.
Nothing. Larry? Mm-hmm. Road.
Life is good for Larry.
Well, just that meeting, but I mean, when we talked about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Tomorrow night?
Well, we had last week, too.
Oh, okay.
We did, yeah.
Troy?
I had North Star in West Point the other day, and that was to talk about building a new office just across the block. When it comes down to it, the Catholic school wants our location, but it might cost the taxpayer a lot of money to build a new location. The location we have is fine, so that's still ongoing.
Okay. Joan, anything for the cause? All right.
Hold on. One thing I wanted to ask about here real quick. I thought that this agreement... The status is a question mark on Terry Schumacher. You know what? You remember last time?
He was supposed to get back with John Winkler, and I don't think we ever heard back again.
Yeah. But remember how I said I talked to him, and
that
was the extension office, and I think it was $700, going to be $700.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think that's good. We want to be good.
We
want to be good to you guys. You guys are good to us. And I'll get with Winkler, and I'll send Joan an email. And so nothing's ever happened.
So we're still paying $600.
Yeah, we'll update that as soon as they want to update it.
But anyway, I'm just kind of shocked because he seemed like he was just everything was a done deal. If you know Schumacher, he's kind of a.
Okay, June 8 and 9 is the county board workshop. If you want to put that on your calendar, anybody want to go? June 8 and 9.
Where's that at?
In Kearney.
Kearney, if we do, you can get a set up for that.
See, sure. Right.
Just let me know.
When you have, like, not a week or so.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll let you
know. All right.
Okay.
So,
June 8 and 9.
So we can adjourn to the jail?
No.
Or? No. Oh, not yet. Okay.
Do we need to talk about those letters?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that was our mail. Sorry. Yep.
Oh, yep.
Sorry,
Scott.
Mail. We got a letter from that guy that wanted... I think it's that same request, right?
Well, the last time he...
What happened? What did we do?
The last time he talked about the issues that he never asked.
Who is this guy we're talking about?
T Avenue.
Glenn Hanson?
Gordon Hanson.
So he didn't ask for anything, then we weren't sure if we should contact him. Well, I was going to go out and look at it, give him a call. Then I got sick with COVID and was gone for a few weeks. And then so I called Troy, and I'm like, do we call him? And he's like, well, let's
probably not poke a sleeping bear. We'll see if he decides to ask for something.
I do remember that now. He didn't ask.
He didn't
told
ask.
Us all about it, but he didn't come out and ask.
Right, and now he's asking for $1,000. Yeah.
So did we really mess it up, though? I mean, was it ugly?
We took his fence out, or he's...
There probably, just from looking at the existing fence, it probably was not much of a fence, and we did make him, we made him more farm ground.
Right.
We did.
Okay, I remember that, too.
So,
but the fence, I mean, but the problem is there's no pictures of what the fence was before, a part taken out, but if you look at the other fence, it's very, very old. So
I'm to send a letter to the county attorney and let we'll figure it out.
Or we can send it from, or Kim can send it.
Yeah, whatever. I would go with her. Don't you agree or not?
Do what?
Have Kim respond.
Or do we just go take a look at it and see? I mean, maybe it's...
I mean, you looked at it. $500. Like you said, it sounds like it's bogus to me. Yes?
They destroyed
his fence, yes.
There wasn't fence there. Was it a brand new fence? No. And we did make him some extra farm ground down along there the way it did go. So, I mean, he did get some extra back, but yes, he did get... I guarantee he got some of his fence destroyed. Was it a brand new fence? No.
Is it worth $1,000?
If you bought the stuff new, I bet you'd cost all that all day long.
That was the problem with it, without having any pictures prior to the work
you know
being
what?
Done.
It might be easier just to...
Pay him half of it. Say, hey, you got
ask
more.
Him, ask him if he'd go half of it since that fence was, if you want me to call him or whatever, get the number and I'll call him. But I would like to split it with him.
But you actually did see it, Troy?
Yeah.
You saw it?
I walked it, looked at it all.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I mean, do we need somebody to officially, I mean, then everybody comes after you. I guess I'm just trying to think of how you protect yourself without, I don't know. I mean, if we didn't destroy, is that what we're supposed to do?
Or should we have the county attorney send him, just ask if maybe he would...
Submit.
Provide us some documentation.
Yeah.
Did he take pictures?
Yeah.
Probably not.
He used some of the old material to build the fence.
Sounds like to me you just want to do something, get this guy gone, and see you later.
Yeah. I mean, just send the information so we can submit it for our claim. He doesn't know whether it's out of our pocket or our insurer's pocket.
Ask him if he has an. We need an itemized list of what he bought to do.
And make him work a little bit for it.
Yeah.
Make him work a little bit.
So am I supposed to do this, or is Kim? You keep.
We're all over the place.
Where would it normally start? At the road department?
What's his name?
Well, it's assigned to the commissioners. Gordon Hanson.
Didn't he send it first to you guys, though? Is that what happened? Did he send it first to you?
No, it came to my office
at the beginning. Okay, I thought there was another letter.
But initially, who was the he had some contact with?
The Board of Commissioners.
The board?
Originally, it was? Okay.
Yeah, this has been last fall.
End of October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is he? Does he live right there on the north side of
1945, 170.
They just put in. And then his house is up around. You take it right at the T, and his house is just right up there.
But we actually took his fence out.
There's some of his fence that got ruined, I'm sure.
Okay.
The fence was probably put in 1930 or 40.
I just paid the guy, you know.
Bring 10 posts over and a roll of wire.
Well, I don't know how do we if we're going to do that. I mean, I'm not saying how would we go about that.
I think you need to make a motion, and then we just need to attach this letter to the claim.
Can we do that under the mail or an emergency business? Can we make that motion?
Next agenda.
I'll put it on the next agenda because we don't have claims.
We just got it today.
We can do it with the next accounts payable.
Okay.
And maybe we could write him a letter and ask him to give us a bill.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill or man hours.
And if we don't get anything,
man hours.
You might go out and put up some fancy fence and it'd be $5,000.
Well, we won't throw that letter away.
Well, if he doesn't have a fence up by now, does he need one?
Mm-hmm. No. Unless he's going to put cattle in
there. Okay, yeah, he's put back, up.
Well, you put
Are you going to jail?
We have to go to the jail.
Okay. I'm going to jail.
I got to
check myself back in.
You put a
your bracelet's beeping?
He's a talker.
Yeah, it's beeping. It's like 3 weeks I got to be back over there.
You're out of range?
What's that cost?
Okay.
You should have seen the guy who came in my office to pay.
Oh, yeah.
My
gosh.
Well. I'm cold.
Yo.
I don't have it either
over the top.